Okay, I told you I was going to continue. I went through a fourth of everything. Now I'm half through everything. And I thought about this because I thought, you know what, how much money was ruthlessly being used, recklessly, ruthlessly, without my knowledge, we're supposed to let each other know because it's one pot state. You can't just go using money, marital funds and money and cash, whatever the hell, however the hell you want to and you think you can, and be a tyrant, bully, ass, manipulating, con artist, manipulative. This could continue and on. There's not a force of dictionary. But I literally added up all the bills. I literally would just pay all the bills and how much money versus is left over. It's absolutely mind effing blowing. And this is just since May of last year. What? No, actually, I'm going to take that back. Legal separation was May of last year. I asked him to leave the property because he was acting crazy. The legal separation in May states that he has to leave the property if he's creating an unsafe, unhealthy, stressful environment, which he was. You can't legally kick somebody out, but when they're creating an environment like that, you can ask them to leave. That he agreed upon, notarized and signed, and witnessed and documented on legal separation is a live document. And that was beginning of September. I asked him to leave, and then all of a sudden, him calling an officer, she's got the ATM card. It's a joint account ATM card per attorney. You're allowed to have that ATM card, okay? It was a joint account. That's both of you, okay? There was no calling an officer. He's creating fictional stuff, okay? No calling an officer. That was ridiculous, okay? You took that ATM card because he gave it to you, all right? You also told the officer if he keeps it, he's going to wipe the account out. He did exactly what you said, okay? That was ridiculous. Then things started turning from there. So you figure September, literally this is how much money has been ruthlessly just, I mean, it's bullshit, okay? That's all I'm going to say. Bullshit. Excuse my French. So that's what? September. We're talking several months, so I was right. Only several months. Okay, this has been going on. This is why he had no access to controlling the bills in that. I did. That's why everything always stayed up to date. It was paid. There was always extra money. I wonder why we were going places in that. There was extra money. There was things to be had. There always was. You know, I made the decision in the beginning. I made a decision because I thought it was weird that his dad commented that he had Eric's money going into his bank account. Why would you have a grown man's checks going into your bank account? You know why? Because you dealt with the same thing, okay? And you got tired of it. But you weren't married to your son. I was, okay? And I guarantee his dad would not have put up with what I'm putting up with. I promise you that. Unless he's also a manipulator. Sorry, title my opinion. No? How do you find out how to manipulate? All right. Just titled my opinion. Made no sense. But literally looking at this is disgusting. It's sickening. And it's manipulation. And I was used like a manipulative little toy. A disposable toy. You know, I can see a lot of things how it's perceived. It's not perceived as truth. I don't have enough. I don't have enough. This definitely has changed me. Period, you know, and it will. God's good. I'll still be alive and kicking a year later, and I'll get to see my personal growth and where I end up. Because anything's better than this. This is hell. Anything, since I've hit hell, this is hell. Anything going up, which now I'm on the other side going up the mountain, okay, is all positive. I don't care how anybody looks at this. A lot of people are like, this is just, I've heard a lot of feedback on this. I'm not going to get into words. A lot of feedback. A lot of open eyes. A lot of people saying you can literally be scammed underneath your own nose. By your own spouse. Your own fiance. Underneath your own roof. You can be manipulated and scammed. Damn straight you can. Don't worry about your bank's net, like I said. Be worried about who's underneath your roof. Better be watching bank accounts and money. That's all I got to say. This isn't going to happen to anybody. Like I was told today by attorney. This happens a lot. People just don't talk about it. It's a great conversation piece. It's a great topic. And something that needs to be in the media and news, as he said, because this stuff really happens. Look at the guy who killed his wife. The dentist who killed his wife because he was having an extramarital affair. The guy literally is such a scumbag, literally scumbag. I'm going to say it again. I'm allowed to say scumbag of the earth. Literally got a plane ticket. How many people watching the news? You know what I'm talking about? Google it right now. What a scumbag. Literally booked a ticket while his wife's dying in the hospital. This guy was poisoning his wife. Huh, funny, isn't it? Researching how to do it. Researching online how to do it. Researching online how to do it. Here, let me tell you. Researching online how to do this stuff. Sounds like somebody manipulator. A narcissistic, sociopath, psychopath, manipulator. Con artist, whatever you want to call it. Her own husband. Doing this while she's in the hospital. This scumbag's literally got a plane ticket and was getting ready to take a plane to go get his little side piece. I think he did go to get his side piece. I think when he was there. If it wasn't for people looking out for her and she stuck through the marriage, had children, but she still stuck it out. This creep literally tried to, manipulate her. Okay, let's face it. This guy's a scumbag. All right. She got poisoned by him before. The text messages. Well, I understand where you're. That's a manipulator right there. That's a narcissistic psychosociopath. A psychopath manipulator nut job will literally take anything you say and turn around. Oh my God, you're making me anxious. Oh my God, I'm not gonna argue. I'm not gonna do this or that. They will literally can say hi. The sun is outside today. Oh my God, you're causing me stress. I'm not gonna argue with this. That's called a narcissistic psychopath. That's a disturbed ass individual. This guy was disturbed as hell. He literally looked online what to buy, how to overdose his wife. I drink protein shakes. Hold on. I gotta get a sip of mine for a second. Hold on. I'm sorry. Hold on. Mm-hmm. That's good today. Let me tell you what I'm drinking today. My protein shake, by the way. So Slim Fast, I got chocolate today. I've been drinking a lot more too, doing best I can. I lost 1.5 pounds, down 16 pounds, but that's okay. That's okay, you know. I'm in my 120 still. We'll worry about it, like gastroenterologist said. I'm back to my old gastroenterologist said. We start under 120, we'll do what we need to do. That's tubes, J-tubes, whatever the hell. Yeah, it happens. I'm not going to talk about it, we'll deal with it. But today's protein shake is Slim Fast Original Chocolate. I literally found that International Delight Irish Cream. Oh my God, it's delicious. And I've got Coffee Mate. I love that peppermint mocha. And of course, my favorite is International Delight. White Chocolate Raspberry, got that. But you know what? I tried something new, and I'm sorry I went off topic. Coffee Mate. Has anybody tried this one? Cinnamon Vanilla Cream. I'm like, God, that sounds actually really good. I can mix that with my chocolate. Make it like a Mexican hot chocolate. This thing is like Red Hots. If you like Red Hots, I mean really like a Red Hots, you know. Cinnamon Vanilla Cream Coffee Mate tastes just like it. I'm a screenshot. My Coffee Mate's an Irish. My international life. It's this Irish cream. Lord almighty. With this vanilla. With the cinnamon vanilla. With the chocolate Slim Fast. Excuse me. And then I got GNC Away Powder Vanilla. And I don't like the powder. It doesn't really mix either. I'm not having a good time with it. And grenadine. Grenadine is just basically cherry pomegranate. That's what I got. I'll put it down here. I know, crazy mix, isn't it? With one sugar in the raw. And of course, I water it down just with bottled water. Oh, God, it's really, really good. Really good. I'm sorry, what was I going to? Oh, yeah, this scumbag literally. It's truth. Literally, her protein shakes, when she wasn't looking, he was literally poisoning his own damn wife. A mother of 6 children, and he's a dentist, and he tried to poison her before? I know. The thing is, if you're going to poison my ass, and I find out, you better be praying to sweet baby Jesus, the whole crib, the whole manger scene, all the hay, and you better go to Mary Joseph, and I don't care who else is in the Bible. You better go praying to sweet Jesus, oh Lord, okay? Because, we better be running. Better be getting the Nikes on. I mean, you better get, I don't care who it is, okay? You better run, okay? Because I know how to stick up for myself. You could play and manipulate me and play me like a toy and play me like a fiddle, but when I find out, oh, hell no. Tables turn. Enjoy that marble table. It's yourself. Get a chair. Pull it up. I'll be here a while. I literally was poisoning her. Bought the stuff online. Was poisoning her by her protein shakes. Hold on. I need to get my protein shake over a second. Yeah, when she wasn't looking. Made me think. That's all I'm going to say on that. Quick changes happened on that when I saw that on the news. I don't need to say. Those who know, you know what I'm saying. Things changed. Real quick. He literally poisoned her before. Sends her husband text message. I'm feeling, I got a headache. I'm feeling weird. I know, honey. I know this reminds you of something before. What a con artist, manipulating, snake in the grass. I mean, SOB, I don't have enough words. Six children. You know she stayed for the children. You know she stayed to keep the family together. But he poisoned you. Okay, this isn't like you didn't know. You try to poison my ass and I find out, you better run for the hills of Jesus, okay, with the cross. That's all I got to say on Easter. It ain't going to go down well. It's not going to go down well at all. But then again, if you don't trust somebody, you may not want to put yourself in a situation where somebody can go poisoning you. Especially people doing research on things. Manipulative people. No, podcast didn't. I just wanted everybody to think for a second. Do you know where I'm going with that? Literally, he poisoned his wife a second time to hide the marital affair. Okay? He bought a plane ticket while she's in the hospital dying. This piece of garbage takes the plane ticket and goes to his side piece. Men, what the hell's... I'm not saying all men, but men who do this stuff, what the hell are you thinking? Men are visual creatures. None of you men can deny that. You're visual creatures. It doesn't matter how stupid a box of rocks a woman can be, how dumb, okay? No IQ, okay? As long as she looks good, you know, the butt and the chest. I know how you guys are. I'm not stupid. I've had enough guy friends in my lifetime. I'm not dumb. You guys can be easily just, I mean, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. But you just, you wonder why some, I mean, oh, I'm not even going to go there. Literally, this guy's that stupid. And then he got had. Because people knew there was weird things going on with that marriage. Okay? And then his partner at the dentist business literally got his package of what he was poisoning her with and thought it was weird that he ordered it. Guess who's going to prison? Guess who's going to be everybody's soap buddy? That's going to go down real quick. No pun intended. Can you believe it? I can. My eyes are open now. I look at things a whole other light. I come out a different person. Literally. Can you believe that? I was on the news. Ironically. What was it? Yesterday? Day before? I got all this stuff just landing in my lap. My hands over the past week and this stuff surfaced. I got to turn on the TV as the first thing. Calling the news? Hold on, let me get a drink of my protein shake for a second. Let me think about that. Ain't nobody in this house. They could poison my ass. Better be going where the cross is at on Easter, that's all I gotta say. Well, something ain't right, and I got hardcore proof and facts, and something ain't right. You don't know who the hell somebody is? Watch it. That's all I got to say. Watch your back. Watch your protein shakes. Watch it. And this is her husband. He killed her. Not the first time. Why was this guy not in prison the first time? Because she was afraid to speak up? She told her friends. She told people. And that's the first step. But the friends should have, something should have happened. Gonna poison you first time, gonna poison you a second time. That's the craziest story. This is literally in the United States. I know people out of the country, because for yourself, my Jersey International, you're going, what the hell is wrong with all the United States? I don't know. Was it COVID? COVID, like, left an imprint, a stamp, imprinted on the brain? I have no idea. Things have gotten weird in the United States since COVID, but it's gotten weird in other countries too, but particularly in the United States. It's gotten weird. it's gotten very weird. This world is weird. The United States is weird. And people lost their goddamn minds. I hope that guy has 100 soap buddies. Because there ain't nothing in court with the justice system that can serve him any worse. I'm sorry. I'm entitled to my opinion. I hope he has 100 soap buddies. Because he's most likely going to. Let's just face it. There ain't nothing. I mean, just save the taxpayers' money. Just go ahead and, like Monopoly Board, just go ahead and let him pass go. Go directly to jail. And go ahead and put him in the shower stall. Go on. Do it. And it's just St. Patrick's Day. Get him Irish Spring, okay? Get him 100 bars of Irish Spring, okay? I'm sorry. I'm tired of my opinion. Not okay. Waste of taxpayers' money. You let him go to trial on that. He don't need to go to trial. Guilty. All right. Lock him up, Johnny. Get him in the stall. That's right, boys. Here comes another one. Your sugar. I'm telling you. Sorry. I'll laugh about this podcast when I... I'll listen to it over again. You gotta laugh about stuff. I mean, I'm going through some weird ass stuff. I'm going through a Lifetime movie right now, and I don't want to be part of the script. Let's just say I want a normal, boring life. My goal, after all said and done, after annulment, is a boring ass life, a boring doll life. I want the boring, most boringest life, the most boring, lame life ever. You know why? Because I don't have to deal with drama, shenanigans, or nothing, and I'll be happy. I'll realize that final peace and calm. Just give me a boring-ass life. Seriously. I mean, that's what I'm looking for. I'm praying to sweet baby Jesus myself, give me a boring life after all said and done. But I was thinking about all the bills and stuff per month, even if he covered all the bills and everything, is less than $2,000. Everybody, y'all, marital money, mine, you know, less than $2,000. That's thousands of dollars that has disappeared. But now I realize it hasn't disappeared. It's literally in my lap, landed in my lap. If you have $2,000, less than $2,000 in bills, the basic bills, okay, a month, all right? And you literally have an account of $2,427, and you got an ending balance of $57.99. You tell me where the hell, what the hell's going on, okay? Yes, there could have been situations with veterinarian stuff and things going on, okay? I understand that. But there's accounts and things that are a lot more, like double and triple of that. I'm telling you, just sit there and... That dentist. JoJo Moore, Cash App, $25. JoJo Moore, Cash App, $40. Should I continue? I'm going to continue. Elberg's Drinks and M, $26.62. Another, JoJo Moore, Cash App, $130. Okay. Elberg Drinks and M, $25.79. I had to organize all this stuff a little bit, too. I organized it. JoJo Moore, $20. Elberg Drinks and M, $29.97. Elberg Drinks and M, $35.67. Elberg Drinks and M, $60.28. JoJo Moore, $15. Elberg's M&M, Elberg Drinks and M, $15. There's other stuff. This is marital funds. What's yours is yours, and mine is mine. You know, that's what happens when you're married. You know, maybe you need to research that. Instead of how not to be a caregiver, how not to be a spouse, how to get out of it. Sounds like a dentist. How do I poison my wife and put stuff in her protein shake? That was the stupidest thing that guy ever did. I just can't believe he did it the first time and she knew about it. I'm telling you. What was that video? Did you know what they're doing? They're hurting you. And it's all of a sudden you're starting to be stupid yourself. You're being stupid yourself. And I'm not going to say that about her. But ladies, man, something ain't right. It ain't right. It ain't right. You know? I know if you're like me, you're a factual person. You can listen to what everybody has to say, but you have to find out for yourself. You have to have factual proof. Okay, now you have factual proof. All right. Now you got it. If somebody poison you, don't give them. I don't care if you have, more than Duggar's kids. Don't go give them a second chance. They could try the first time. They're going to probably successfully kill you the second time. I'm just saying. Don't do it. That was just an unnecessary death. That death should never happen. Ironically, it's the same day, and you know what I mean? You know, somebody's telling me something, but I ain't going. Tell them they ain't coming near me. Mm-mm. Ain't gonna do more than that. Mm-mm. Not even on Easter. That ain't going. Sorry. What was I saying? Okay. This is a kicker. This really. This one got me. Hear all this? This one got me. This is a fact. So help me, Jesus, sweet baby Jesus, on my last breath. This is the truth. Okay. You ready? $7,533 cleared in 1 month. With bills, if you add them up, less than $2,000. $7,533. I'm going to leave a podcast here because I have enough to podcast. $7,533. Ending balance, $232. Repairs, necessities, emergencies. A separation agreement. I'm going to give you, and I notarize, and I sign, and I swore to myself, and I sign this. Both parties signed it. I'm going to give you $3,000 a month to go towards bills and necessities. From May 2022, I'm going to give you $3,000 a month. Not even goddamn close. Excuse my French. Sorry, Mom. Not even close. But you... $7,533 and an ending balance of $232.61. That's enough. I don't even say anymore, do I? Wonder where the hell all the money is? JoJo Moore. Using the name JoJo Moore and everybody else. Cash App. And men posing as women and all the rest of this crazy stuff that should be a Lifetime movie. It's the most insane, insanity, stupid ass stuff I've ever seen in my life. Crazy. I don't know what's crazier. This or the dentist who tried to... Hold on. I gotta get a drink of my protein shake for a second. Sorry. Or the dentist who was researching how to poison his wife.